Our final selection of news is very mixed. We have a Norwich band performing in a national census advert, Norfolk losing its position as the top treasure-hunting hotspot, and a call for witnesses to an accident involving a bus and a pedestrian. We start, though, with an overview of the part played by Teemu Pukki in the Norwich City football match victory against Stoke City on Saturday, February the 13th.
Practice made perfect for Teemu Pukki, with the Norwich City striker hitting a brace in the 4-1 championship rout of Stoke City. The Canaries' recent dry spell had turned up the heat on the sharpshooter, but Pukki responded with his second double of the season to sink Stoke. Head coach Daniel Farker revealed the Finnish international had been piling in the overtime at Coney in a bid to get back on the goal trail. "I have never seen Teemu do so much extra work on his shooting and finishing at training. I was a bit worried that he'd overdone it, but he was spot on," said Farker. "He was so sharp. The past week was important for him, where he could train properly. Stoke couldn't handle him. We stepped up as a team. We brought our attacking players into very good positions." Despite the emphatic margin of Norwich's victory, it was not all plain sailing, with recent signing Dimitri Ganiolis gifting Stoke a second-half goal with a wayward pass before making amends with the assistance of Emi Brendaya's finish. "Horizontal passes are now allowed in my football. We played a 30-yard horizontal pass to the striker, who is in one against one," said Farker. "I will have to speak to him about this, but he proved also he is a top-class player. Fantastic performance, defensively solid, and then out of nothing he makes a horrendous mistake. But 5 minutes later he has the quality and calmness to produce a fantastic assist for Emmy. It says a lot about him as a character, but also we have this desire to bounce back as a team. Our attacking play is so good, I can live with the mistakes. As a head coach, you always want one or two things that you can moan about. After three without a win, you need to win to get the confidence back and score some goals. It is a question of mentality. We have shown after a loss we can respond with a win in what was always a most difficult game."
A Norwich band features in a new television awareness campaign for the national census after being contacted by a director who first saw them busking in the city. Jose McGill and the Vagaband can be seen on television and social media platforms throughout February and March, ahead of the census taking place on March the 21st. The band filmed their take of the Zombies' 1968 classic This Will Be Our Year at High Wycombe Guildhall in October. Their version should be available to download on the band's White Noise EP, due for release in the spring. Mr. McGill, 46, explained how he was not able to tell anyone about the advert until it was first aired. "Last October, the director, who is a Norwich lad and an old friend from the 90s, got in touch and said, 'I remember you guys busking outside Gerald's.' He asked us to appear in the advert for a couple of sets, just miming along. I kind of hustled it by putting together a lineup and asking everyone to learn the song. We ended up doing 50 takes and played for real. By the end of the day, the director said, 'You sound great.' So we went into the recording studio and it kind of snowballed from there." Mr. McGill, who hails from an Irish musical pedigree, grew up by the beaches of Norfolk, close to Great Yarmouth. He moved to Norwich in 1994 before forming the Vagaband in 2006. "When I got the call for the advert, I was working in a factory," Mr. McGill said. "I've been a professional musician for over 20 years, but took to working in a local factory cutting plastic tubes for hand dispensers. I was getting through thousands a day. Then I suddenly get this call. I was most surprised. It just goes to show, hang in there, things can happen."
Norfolk has been knocked off its perch as the country's top treasure-hunting hotspot, a position it had held for the best part of a decade. Newly published government statistics show that Hampshire has edged ahead of Norfolk when it comes to reports of treasure. Provisional figures from the Department of Digital, Culture, Media and Sport for 2018-19 showed there were 88 treasure cases in Norfolk, but 104 in Hampshire. 16 of the Norfolk finds were donated to or acquired by the Norwich Castle Museum. Objects are designated as treasure trove under the 1996 Treasure Act if found to be more than 300 years old and made of at least 10% gold or silver, or found with artefacts made of precious metals. Recent Norfolk finds declared as treasure at inquests include a late Saxon gold strip with gem and glass settings, which dates back to the 10th and 11th centuries. The item was found by a metal detector near Aldborough on December the 23rd in 2018. A Saxon silver brooch found by a metal detectorist in Swaffham on May the 9th in 2019. The brooch, decorated with flowers, animal motifs and ribbons, is thought to date from the late 9th century. A 17th century silver seal matrix engraved with the head of an African man. This object was found at an undisclosed location in March 2019. It would have been used for an impression on a wax seal, which would have been both authenticated a letter or document, to keep it closed.
Police say they are working with a bus driver to establish how a woman in her 80s was killed following a crash in Norwich. Officers were called to Red Lion Street in Norwich shortly before 2:10 p.m. on Monday, December the 14th, near to the junction with Rampant Horse Street. It followed a crash involving a double-decker bus and a pedestrian who suffered multiple serious injuries. The woman died at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital on Monday, December the 21st, a week after being admitted. A spokesman for Norwich Police said that no arrests have yet been made as part of the investigation, and described how police were working with the driver, the bus company and witnesses to establish the facts. The family of the woman killed in the crash are currently being supported by a family liaison officer. Police are asking anyone who may have witnessed the collision to get in touch with Alexander, capital A, Alexander, dot Matthews @norfolk.police.uk.